Now this week, if you can just work at getting your mind around that, I could say amen right now, couldn't I? Let's go to lunch. No, just kidding. So, seriously, God has set you and me free through the power of Jesus Christ, hanging on the cross, His death and His resurrection, His only Son. And we just need to start living like that. This series, and I believe God wants us to be, but this series is to help us begin living financially free. This week we're going to discuss the issue of giving in the Old and New Testaments. Is there a difference? And what does that mean for us? So the Old Testament. Well, it's probably obvious to you after reading our scripture for today in Malachi, but we all need to be on the same page regarding the definition of a term. Can anyone guess, just a wild guess, what that term might be this morning? Tithe. What is a tithe? A tenth? A tithe is a tenth. And in biblical terms, that's a tithe, that's a tenth of whatever your income is. Now, in the Old Testament, it reflects an agricultural society. Agricultural society. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? What do we use when we purchase something? Money. Well, what would happen if you were a basket maker and you made some baskets and you took it to the grocery store and got all your groceries in your cart, took them to the cashier and laid your baskets out there to pay for those groceries? They'd laugh at you? No, what do? We take our baskets, we sell them, right? And we get cash in return, you should get cash in return. And then you take that cash to the grocery store, right? And then the grocery store is willing to accept that for your groceries. Maybe not as many groceries as you need if you're selling baskets. But that's how we do things in our culture. We are based on cash. However, in the Old Testament, they traded goods as payment. And in very special circumstances, let's say, we all know, in that day, especially those who had sons, they traded land for someone else's daughter so their son could marry that daughter. So in very special circumstances, land was traded. Well, that's all well and good, Eric, but what does that have to do with tithing? I am so glad that you ask. God says through the prophet Malachi to bring the full tithe into the storehouse. That means that the Hebrew people are to bring 10% of their grain, or 10% of their cattle, or 10% of their sheep, or whatever it is that they do for a living, into the storehouse. Now, something that isn't mentioned here in Malachi, but it's mentioned in many other places in the Old Testament, is this idea of first fruits. What that means is the Hebrew people were to bring the first 10%. The first 10%, which is their first and best. In other words, God gets the best grain, God gets the best cow, God gets the best sheep that they had. Does that make sense? That's what first fruits is about. So, what is the storehouse? Well, at this time it was the temple, and then it later became the synagogue, and now it's the church. The church. Having said that, this was again an agricultural society, and they had to bring their tithe to the temple. There's an interesting scripture in Deuteronomy that I'd like to read together with you. It's chapter 14, if you want to look it up. Deuteronomy is the last book in the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 14, beginning with verse 22.